We're back with the BPP, and we ask you to join us on our cruise around the smaller side of the news, little gems that we mine in a great big thing we call the Ramble.
It just makes me all sing along. Okay, first, I'm going to tell you about Mike. This is an important story, so pay attention. It's a story of goodwill, which is appropriate in this time of giving. A man named Ted Birch donated his deceased uncle's clothing, some old clothes, and he gave them to the Salvation Army headquarters in New Albany, Indiana. Now, unbeknownst to Mr. Birch, there was apparently a wallet in one of his uncle's coat pockets with $3,583 in it. And the Salvation Army, being the good Christian organization that it is, spent 2 weeks hunting for Ted Birch, and they finally tracked him down. Gave him back the money, and Mr. Birch was very happy, and he said it's a blessing because his wife just was laid off, and they really needed the money. So
good,
it's a nice
for the
story.
Salvation Army, good for Birch.
Yeah.
I guess they got to keep the coat, though.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah. The Washington Post has a story about the last known working public phone booth in the D.C. area, not even in the city itself. It's in Clarendon, Virginia. It's a 1970s booth with a Bluebell logo. It gets about 5 customers a day. I don't know. Do they charge a quarter or 35 cents?
I don't know. It feels like they charge like $4 now. It's so expensive.
Well, if they're making local calls, so this booth generates less than $2 a day.
Okay.
The Post reports that new phone booths are being built, but without phones. They're these little soundproof rooms in restaurants and upscale hotels where you could duck into and make a private cell phone call.
See, I don't like this one bit because there have been times when my cell phone has run out of juice.
Yeah.
And I need to make a call.
Well, they have the, you know, half booths and pay phones. Pay phones exist. Just no booths for you and Superman.
Well, I need privacy. Okay, I'm going
to
leave that right.
I meant to tell you that. I hear some of those loud conversations on the other side of the cubicle, and yes, you do.
I'm a loud talker. Okay, there's a woman by the name of Sue Jones, and she was apparently placed on administrative leave from her grocery store job after this background check revealed that she used drugs.
Really?
Yeah.
Who were her co-conspirators?
Well, you're going to be surprised. She used drugs with Porky Pig, Bugs Bunny, and Elmer Fudd, known drug users all, I'm sure.
So Elmer Fudd wasn't just chasing the rabbit, he was chasing the dragon?
Apparently not. The company responsible for the background check says that the names Porky Pig, Bugs Bunny, and Elmer Fudd, and Sue Jones were phony test cases so that court employees could practice using the system.
So instead of writing, John Doe, say, hey, let's enter the form, write, I don't know, Sue Jones.
Yeah.
And then someone said, hey, Porky Pig.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sue Jones, it was kind of a pain in her behind.
Yeah. The real Sue Jones had to pay the price, as would have if the real Porky Pig had applied for the job. He would have been caught.
It's, you know.
He'd have been a pig in a poke.
Choices and consequences, Mike. Choices and consequences.
Singapore's Media Development Authority, which regulates and censors media and the arts, that's nice, censors, made a rap video about the city-state's media ambitions. It's called MDA Senior Management Rap.
Oh, you can
tell this is going to be good.
It's a catchy title.
In the video, middle-aged executives dance and jump around, singing in English, basically from a corporate brochure, things like, quote, my very big yes to industry growth and I jam, I rock, I futurescape. Wow, I guess they don't censor themselves. The rap video is now a hit on YouTube. A little of that, please.
That makes me want to go to Singapore and invest heavily in new music alternatives.
In funding real rappers in a rap initiative.
Well, thanks for being with us. That's The Ramble.
For the world stage, I jam, I rock, and future skip.
We classify media to give you a choice. We consult the community to give you a voice. And the industry.